I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Tuesday, March 17th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sol. 3 things to know today. The Roundup has lots of smart moves around tech, some good ideas. Is Microsoft announcing new consumer offerings? And CompTIA just took control of which organization? This is the Business of Tech. Starting off with our Roundup of all the tech-related moves. The U.S. federal government is now recommending gatherings to be kept to 10 people or fewer. 6 counties in California have ordered residents to stay home, which impacts many major tech firms. Silicon Valley executives held a conference call on Friday to collaborate in ways to coordinate and assist, and included reps from Facebook, Apple, Twitter, Netflix, Alphabet, Salesforce, and the 49ers, hosted by Cisco CEO Chuck Robbins. School shutdowns are now showing the internet inequality among different students. The FDA approved the first commercial test for the virus. In Israel, the government is now tracking the phones of people with the virus. All of the major mobile networks in the UK are suffering severe outages, but claim it is not because of the rise in home working, and instead a problem on interconnect that started at O2. Google said Monday it would not launch its nationwide website as planned, instead hoping to have it up later this week. The initial plan was only in response to President Trump's surprise announcement on Friday. The FCC has granted T-Mobile 60-day emergency access to the 600 MHz spectrum, which is useful for covering large, sparsely populated areas. Uber suspended pooled rides in the U.S. and Canada, and Uber Eats and Grubhub have waived delivery fees for some restaurants, particularly smaller ones, and have rolled out no-contact delivery options. Uber Eats has also started delivering free meals to healthcare workers and first responders. Amazon announced plans to hire 100,000 people to keep up with demand, and increasing pay by $2 an hour through the end of April. Y Combinator held their demo day on Monday, entirely online. Instead of two-minute pitches, a list was released, investors were able to click like, and were connected to founders via email. Apple has announced an extended return period due to store closures and will accept returns 2 weeks after stores reopen. YouTube is leveraging more AI moderation to reduce the number of workers in the secure facilities, but has warned creators it will not be smooth. Lime is removing its electric scooters from California and Washington due to the virus. Zoom is now the number one download in the US. Companies Moog and Korg have made their synth apps free for a limited time, and Headspace has made its meditation app free for healthcare workers. Peloton is offering 90-day trials to people who need a way to work out. NBC Universal announced several movies will release in both theaters and at home on the same day, and several are being released online now that were already in theaters. And the Chicago Zoo, closed due to the virus, let the penguins run around and check out the other exhibits. There is video. And the link is in the show notes. Microsoft has announced a press event for March 30th. The digital event is expected to reveal new applications and services focused on productivity, and likely involve consumer subscriptions for Microsoft 365. One expectation is a For Life branded version of Microsoft Teams focused on families, and previous rumors include a possible password management tool. So why do we care? You mean, besides a break from COVID-19 related stories? For those in the SMB space, this announcement will matter because of the possible confusion to come within the Microsoft toolkit. Consumer and micro businesses overlap, and that often flows into the SMB space as well. I'll keep an eye on this story. CompTIA has assumed control of the technology solution provider Information Sharing and Analysis Organization, announced today at the virtual CompTIA Communities and Councils Forum. The organization was established with the goal of advancing cybersecurity resiliency in the technology services space. The organization announced 650 members. So why do we care? This organization is the one to watch for the collaboration of small technology solution companies and the vendors who support them. Announced last October, been somewhat quiet since, but I'm hoping with this move to CompTIA, it ideally moves into more of a leadership position. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, you can support the show on Patreon. Anyone who signs up during our launch offer will get a video question answered privately as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there on patreon.com/MSPradio. That gets additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and you support the production of The Business of Tech. I'm looking for those stories of good things that are happening out there in regards to reactions to the COVID-19 crisis. So send those in at dave@MSPradio.com, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.